It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I haven't been able to play against Baltimore the way I wanted to, because last year I played for a team that was soft as f***. But there were some guys who were tough, but like for the majority of the team, there's not mentally tough individuals. We were a really good team, and then the injury bug hit us, and then after the injury bug hit us, we played the Titans. When we played Tennessee and lost to Tennessee, you can tell the heart and soul for that team disappeared. We didn't have any more guys that are going out more, guys that are going to the strip clubs throughout the week, guys that are showing up to meetings late. You can just tell, like, the Miami culture is a reason why Miami will never be good. Like, Miami will never be a good football team. And I don't care. They will never be good because of the Miami culture. I think they have great players, but the culture's.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes but a pink and brown. I see you, girl. Coming down from the city.
Deshaun Elliott there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You know a little bit about this, Joe.
Damn, man, Deshaun Elliott. Good God almighty. Don't you have enough to worry about, man? You're getting ready to play the Ravens now that you're with the Steelers. Never win here in South Florida with the culture they have. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, joins us. Kyle, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Was really hoping Deshaun Elliott would tell us how he really felt. But we're doing all right anyway, so how's it going?
I'm great. Listen, this culture thing, I got to tell you, you know what people say about the Dolphins. And by the way, it's not the toughness thing, but the culture thing is what's going on. And I really thought Mike did a good job with the culture over there, but he's saying they're late, guys don't show up, they're in strip clubs every night. It's a culture that's been built. It's just, somebody says that to play here for Mike, it's just, there are people out there in South Florida, their Dolphin fans are going, yep, that's what he's doing over there. And because of this guy making these comments, I don't know. Listen, man, I hope they keep it going. Anyway, I want to get into all the good stuff with you. A real good win for the Miami Dolphins, who apparently weren't in clubs and were able to really focus while they're out there for a few days. What'd you think overall, especially on the defensive side of the ball? I thought Anthony Weaver was spectacular calling plays.
Yeah, I think we've really took advantage to get some of the versatility back in the secondary, where you didn't have Kader Kohou, you had Javon Holland for a very limited stint after he first came back from an injury, and then he was missing time. And those two guys being back out there, you got a lot of exotic coverage shell rotations with having guys kind of lurking around the line of scrimmage. Like Javon Holland's walked up 3-4 yards from the line of scrimmage on one side of the line of scrimmage, and then he turns and bails out, and he plays high post. And because he's athletic enough to do that, I don't think Marcus May or Jordan Poyer was going to give that to you on the menu. And then what they're doing with inverting coverages, where Kohu's able to play deep half responsibility, and Jalen Ramsey or a safety rotation can push down and kind of trap your throwing windows, it really forced Matthew Stafford to work for a lot of his progressions and completions that he took. So I thought they did a really nice job on the back end with all of the different variants of pre-snap to post-snap changing of the picture. And then Chop Robinson has come on pretty well. I'll give credit where credit's due. I think his last two games have been his best two games as a pro. And Zach Taylor, Calais Campbell dominated on the inside against the second round pick and two $16+ million-a-year interior offensive linemen. That it was some big deal that the Rams were getting two out of those three guys back. And, you know, maybe some of it was that they had missed some time and hadn't played, but they whooped them pretty sufficiently in between the tackles.
Yeah, so I've been getting this, and it's a great question. And Tua talked about, yeah, this two shell or this two deep is really taking a lot of our stuff away. Tell me about the mystery of the two deep and Tyreek Hill. I'm having problems with it. I don't get it, so help me.
Yeah, what teams are doing, or you're seeing some teams do, is if Miami puts Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill on the same side of the line of scrimmage, usually you get in the red zone, and it's like a 3-by-1 set, and to the three-man side, they'll call a box, where there's like a shallow inside, a shallow outside, a high outside, and a high inside guy, and you're trying to leverage the three eligibles based off their releases. There's more than one occasion Miami's got Waddle and Hill on the same side, and they're boxing two guys. Like that's how they're choosing to combat the speed and just really playing with the roof. And in those instances, if you got four guys playing up over top of two, technically three, because you'll have a check down that swings out of the backfield as a behind the line of scrimmage option. You just do the math on what that means for the rest of the back end, right? And that's why I think you're seeing Jonnu Smith and Devon Achane have the receiving profiles that they have, because teams are just so committed to trying to neutralize the speed with numbers and leverage and extra bodies. And that's part of like a natural life cycle of every long-term NFL offense. You think about when Mahomes first came in and they hit all the explosive plays. And I'm not saying that this offense is the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but teams changed the way that they played when they played Pat to play a lot of too high and limit explosive plays to the extreme degree where I think Pat Mahomes' average air yards on a touchdown pass last year was like 4 yards. And that's just how they played that team. And I think the Dolphins are getting some of that experience, and they're finding more consistency with the ways in which they work through it. But now the challenge is keeping your featured players more involved in it with how you're using them, in spite of how teams are committed to playing against you.
Yeah, because what is going on right now with Tyreek Hill, a lot of stuff's happening behind the line of scrimmage. So that's been a problem. It didn't work. I thought the Rams did a really good job with that.
Yeah, their defense is really impressive. They have a lot of young, fast-to-flow, explosive guys. I came away very impressed with their personnel. And the variety of things that they did, and they did a lot of the same thing that we complimented Anthony Weaver on. The Rams did a lot of it to the Dolphins as well. So that was a good test, and that was they only had one possession in the third quarter. I didn't realize that until I went back and like did the game tape grading and really sat down and went play by play with the timestamp. So I know people look at like the yardage production and all that, but yeah, I think with the opportunities that you had in a clock control game where the game script flowed, where you were up multiple scores for most of the game, if not just 7 or 8 points, I thought the offense with the opportunities down the stretch did a really nice job, and they had three possessions and scored on all three of them, which it was the critique from the previous week against Buffalo when you needed points while trying to hold the lead.
I thought, Kyle, the O-line has been so good for the last four games until this game, but seemed to struggle, especially inside. What'd you think of, I guess Robert Jones was banged up and they finally took him out. Lester Cotton came in and he also had some problems. What'd you think?
So Robert had been trending pretty favorably in the last couple of weeks prior to this game. But I think there was some athleticism tests that came with the personnel that the Rams had with Braden Fisk from Florida State. Colby Turner was a third-round pick. Like, those are 290-pound, 295-pound, like, super explosive, twitchy guys. And that's a bad matchup for Rob, and it showed. And I thought Lester did admirably well coming in the second half. I thought he played significantly better than Rob Jones did. But I think some of it is a blend of the matchups that the Rams gave you as dynamic, young, talented players. I thought I missed Austin Jackson more than the guard play, because I think it totally neutered your ability to get pushed in the run game and get successful movement at the point of attack for your outside zone stuff. And that's the problem, obviously, with Austin going on IR for the season, it sounds like. That's a thing they're going to have to troubleshoot throughout the course of the next couple of weeks to figure out how they overcome that change in the dynamic on their offense. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
David Long getting released. He got benched for the last two games. Anthony Walker's been playing really well. Did that surprise you, though? Something had to happen, right? Like a guy that got demoted was not happy, and it started to affect things at camp. That's the only thing I could figure why they let him go and didn't keep him as a backup. What'd you think?
Yeah, I'm sure they did him a solid once they got Dotson off waivers from Seattle. If David in a contract year wants to have the opportunity to try to land on his feet and go play before he goes into the open market and hits free agency, once they got a player who could play more special teams, frankly, and once they felt comfortable with Walker, Dotson was primarily a special teams guy early in his career in Buffalo. So I think that gives you an extra element on special teams. There's the potential if somebody claims David for the rest of the season to clear up some salary cap space as a result of that. So I think Dotson opened the opportunity to give David an opportunity to go play somewhere else before he needs a new contract with a new team.
All right, let's talk about lefty. Tua Tagovailoa made some nice throws, but I didn't think obviously played nearly as well as he did again. I don't think anybody would argue as well as he did against Buffalo. What'd you think of his play? I know he had the one fumble and the one interception.
Yeah, the sacks were frustrating. There were some opportunities underneath. I know situationally you're trying to get a first down, but it's just always kind of going to be a thing. I think with Tua, where it's never been a strength, it's just the consistency of taking those checkdowns, and the ball security has to be better. Right, and I think he did some really nice things off of structure to negate some of those negative plays. I thought he was fairly a neutral player. It was the worst game that I had him graded for this season from like a down-by-down consistency of execution, whether or not you're above or below expectations based on what was available to you, because he's taken sacks and having turnover with guys available underneath to just take completions, which he did really well the previous week against Buffalo. I thought this was the game where the Rams kind of dared you, if you were going to make a flash decision and throw where they knew you liked to throw, you were going to have to hold it for an extra split second. And it's kind of like the equivalent of if you're going to be a little late throwing an out route, you really got to be able to drive that ball. And like the interception, it's kind of off his back foot because he sees it, but he sees it just like a touch late, so he tries to slot it in there anyway. And the linebacker, they were playing Tampa 2, and his hips were open opposite of where Jalen Waddle was running. But because it's a tick late, the linebacker can open his hips back up and fall back across and get in front of Waddle's face. So it's just never really going to be a strength. It's those second reaction drive throws where you really got to hammer the ball in there. It's just never going to be a strength of his game. And I thought the Rams did a nice job of giving him some temptation on more than one occasion throughout the course of the game. But I thought his best throw of the game was a throw to Malik Washington there about the 45-yard line with 4 minutes left. They're trying to milk the clock. They're in formative offense. They want to possess. They just get the Odell Beckham completion on 3rd and 6. He's rolling out and gets that completion. They come out and they kept getting rotation to Tampa 2 coverage where there's a hard corner that's up in the flat and then obviously a player who's up over the top. But Tua takes that snap and gives a little shoulder pump to pull that flat corner down. They ran a 2-man combo with an out, a deep out, and a flat underneath of it. So he pumps the flat, and the corner sinks underneath of it, and then he immediately drives the throw to Malik Washington for a 17-yard completion to put him in scoring territory. And to do that in a 4-minute offense situation on 1st and 10, where if it doesn't work, you stop the clock.
Yeah,
I thought that was a big-time throw. It was a big-time call for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I thought Tua's play where he got out of the pocket and on 3rd and real long and able to get the Raheem Mostert down the sideline, just looking down. I thought that was just a hell of a play, man, was looking down the field the whole time. And, you know, he didn't like to throw it away, man. He likes to keep it alive and is looking to make a play all the time. What'd you think about the pick and going for the tackle? We've kind of been going. He made it clear that's what I'm going to do, so you guys can stop talking about it. What'd you think?
Yeah. You can tell me what Dan Marino used to do after interceptions. What do you do?
He watched some of them.
He watched some of them. If I'm to, especially with where this season's at right now, I'd be a little bit more inclined to watch him, but he's going to do what he's going to do. So. And you're not going to be able to argue with him, reason with him. He wants to be a football player and go out and make a football play. You just hope that those situations don't come anymore. And like Tua said, and Mike McDaniel said, well, don't throw any more interceptions like that, and you won't have that problem.
Yeah. No. I got you. Yeah, by the way, Dan would like kind of jog over there, and then if the guy talked to him and talked trash to him, he was on a mission to throw like two or three touchdown passes against that guy by the time the game was over. He held a grudge even during the game, man. It was great. No, he didn't care. Like, okay, you got that one? A guy in the Rams was talking trash to him after intercepting. He said, okay. He made it a point to go after that guy every chance he got, man. Every chance he had, he wanted to set up and just make the guy look like an idiot, just a complete idiot. Hey, always great having you, Kyle. Really appreciate it. Who had the highest grade, by the way, for you? Who would have been best player of the game for you? I'm just curious.
So I thought Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell played off the charts.
Yeah,
those
again.
Two guys scored extremely well for the Dolphins. And the offense was kind of – everybody was collectively down from the previous week, but those two guys on the interior defensive line, like those were both – both of those guys had top five individual game performances for a defensive player all season long. Like they to put that
it's amazing. You know what? My eyeballs tell me the same thing, that Calais and Zach are just at a different level. Kyle, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course, Joe. Talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.